From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim leaders meeting in Istanbul Wednesday condemn President Donald Trump's decision of making Jerusalem Israel's capital.
Biz bugün Kudüs'ü
Post-Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Palestine and invited other countries to join the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in recognizing the city as the occupied capital of the state of Palestine. In Jordan, people gathered at a church outside Amman for a candlelight vigil to oppose the decision. Among the participants, the Reverend Rifat Badr.
We are against the decision taken by Mr. Trump. Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. It's the capital of Palestine. It is for both peoples, Palestinians and Israelis people. It is for the three religions and not for one religion without the other.
An OIC communique regards the U.S. decision as a move that forfeits the role of the U.S. as a broker in reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement, referring to it as a crime in violation of international law. Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
The president is committed to this peace process, as committed as he has ever been, and that has not changed. That type of rhetoric that we heard has prevented peace in the past, and it's not necessarily surprising to us that those types of things would be said.
She said the president's decision does not affect the city's borders, which are subject to negotiation. 11 members of a militia group in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rape of dozens of children and for murder. The fighters from the group Army of Jesus were accused of raping dozens of girls in South Kivu province between 2013 and 2016. Rights groups hailed the outcome but criticized the government for its slow response. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday hosted leaders of the G5 Sahel countries who have formed a multinational force to tackle the growing jihadist threat.
Il nous faut gagner la guerre contre le terrorisme dans la zone sahélo-saharienne.
Mr. Macron said the war against terror in the Sahel region must be won. He said states are threatened and pledged to intensify efforts in partnership with the African Union and individual nations. France intervened in Mali to beat back an insurgency in the country's north. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have also pledged more than $150 million in the effort. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government Wednesday suffered a setback in its divorce negotiations with the European Union after Parliament approved an amendment to give lawmakers more say over a final Brexit deal with Brussels.
The ayes to the right, 309. The noes to the left, 305. The ayes have it, A lock.
The vote comes ahead of a meeting in Brussels on the second phase of Brexit, future bilateral trade relations. Britain is supposed to officially leave the Union in March 2019. The White House Wednesday signaled no new negotiations with North Korea are possible until it improves its behavior regarding its nuclear missile tests. The comment came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the two countries could sit down for talks without precondition. Again, U.S. State Department spokesman Nauert.
The secretary was not creating any new policy. Our policy remains exactly the same as it was, the very same policy that we've talked about in this room for months and months now. First and foremost, diplomacy is our top priority. We have worked very hard on our maximum pressure or peaceful pressure campaign. We continue to work on that every single day.
UN Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman Tuesday said his talks with senior North Korean officials last week reached agreement on the need to prevent war, but not just how to do so. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned the Security Council that Iran may be defying a UN call to halt its ballistic missile development. He said the UN is investigating whether Tehran is transferring missiles to Houthi rebels fighting the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, meanwhile, is to hold a news conference Thursday to discuss the Iran nuclear deal and what she called Iran's destabilizing activities in the Middle East. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has launched a campaign for a referendum to change the constitution to extend his rule to as much as 2034. The proposed changes include lengthening the term in office from 5 to 7 years. Hundreds were believed killed when he sought a controversial third term in 2015. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday announced it's raising a key interest rate to a range of 1.25% to 1.5%, the third incremental hike this year amid signs of an improving economy. Stocks closed mixed Wednesday with the benchmark Dow Jones adding another 80 points to 24,585. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.